Praise the Lord. Today I would like to exert a few words on something we all forget. We need God for everything. We kneel to Him for everything. But at the end of it, we never remember what He did or the good things that He did in our lives. We keep wanting more, but we never thank Him for all the goodness that He's done in our lives. So let us look into the Word of God today. For a few words on a grateful heart. Psalms 103 verses 1 and 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits." There was this author called Alex Haley. He was a famous author. He wrote a best-selling novel called Roots. He had this unusual picture hanging on his wall in his office. It showed a small turtle hanging over on top of the fence. So one of his friends asked, "Why does he have that picture? It's because it's quite weird." And the reply that he gave is, "That turtle never got on top of the fence all by himself. He had some help. So each time I write something good, each time I get something, get awards, each time I look at that picture and I remember that God put me there at that spot." So to remind him every time that it is God who's led to his success, he kept that picture hanging there. So this morning, I would like to outline seven areas where we should be people giving thanks with a grateful heart. The first one is the presence of God. So each and every day, no matter what, we must thank God for the presence of God in our lives. He's never left us nor forsook us. He might be invisible, but He's always been with us. So people may have deserted us at times when we needed them the most, but God was always on our side, helping us. Christ lives in us and He is the hope of our glory. So without the presence of God, our lives would be meaningless and miserable. Few scripture references on the presence of God that we see in the Word of God is Hebrews 13 verses 5 to 6. "Keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you.' So say with confidence that Lord, the Lord is my helper. What can man do unto me?" Another word of God we see is the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verses 2. "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you over. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." This is a powerful promise of God. Exodus 33 verse 14 says, "The Lord replied, 'My presence shall go with you and I will give you rest.'" So the presence of God is always with us, and that is one reason why we need to be with a thankful heart. The second point is protection of God. So we must give thanks to God for the protection of God in our lives. We are not destroyed in this world because of His mercies. We see people around us getting into different accidents, getting into different disasters, but we've been in the land of living because He's merciful upon us and His grace has been bestowed upon us. So we should always remember that our God is protecting us. No matter what the situations are, no matter what dangerous situations we were in or we faced in the past. So we should thank God and be grateful to Him at all times. He's constantly watched over us and protected us. Lamentations was chapter 3 verses 22 and 23 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Psalms 5 verses 2 says, "For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with favor as a shield." Psalm 91 verses 3 says, "Surely I will save you from the snare of the fallen, from the noisome pestilence." Psalm 121 is all about protection. Verses 3 to 8 says, "He will not let your foot to be moved. He who watches you will not slumber. The Lord that watches you is at your right hand. The sun shall not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." So when we have all these promises, we have the surety that God is protecting us. Let us be thankful in our hearts for the protection that He gives us. Now, the third point that we should be thankful about is the provision. So, whatever situation we are in, He's always given us food, shelter, and clothing, right? No matter how hard it might be, no matter what situation we were in, He's never put us down to shame. He's always granted us our basic needs, and whatever we require or whatever is a need, He's always given us. So we should always be thankful of all the comforts that he's giving us in this world. The blessings such as education, the blessings such as work. Let us be thankful. Let us learn to trust God to supply all our needs. Because so we, in the future, will not, even in our difficult times, we would not doubt our Lord. So let us be thankful for all the provision that he's giving us. Few references that we could see in the Word of God is Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Another verse, Psalms 34, verses 8 to 10, says, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, all ye saints, for ye lack nothing. The lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So these are the promises that God promises us, saying that our provisions are being taken care of. The next point that we should be thankful about is the people in our lives. The people in the sense, our parents, our relatives, our family, the teachers in our schools, the supervisors in our offices. All those people have an influence on us. God keeps talking to them, or God keeps making them do something despite we not knowing, especially in our workplaces and in our schools. If your teacher wants to give you good grades, God deals with them. That's why you get good grades. If your supervisor wants to promote you or give you a recommendation, God speaks to him or her. That's why you get that recommendation. So we should be thankful of all the people that are around us. Daniel 1:9 says, now God has caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. We all know the story of Daniel, right? Psalms 102 verses 1 to 2 says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights in his commandments. His children will be mighty in the land. So whatever we do in this world, because of the people around us or because of us, our children are blessed. Or the children should think that because my parents, I am blessed, right? So generation to generation is what God wants us to be grateful about. So all the goodness through all the people that he's done in our lives. The next thing that we have to be thankful about is our profession. So whatever profession we are doing right now, we should be thankful about it. No matter how hard it might be for few in the office or how easy it might be, in our good times and even in our bad days, we should be thankful to the profession that he's given us. Let us in a godly way, wherever we are, whatever position we are put in, do everything with complete faith. When we do sincerely our work, God will reward us according to the riches of his heaven. And as we are more sincere, God will promote us to greater heights, just as he did to Joseph in the Old Testament. Few references we look at the Word of God is Psalm chapter 90, verse 17. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Genesis chapter 39, verses 4 to 6 speaks about Joseph. He found favor in the eyes of the Lord. He became Potiphar's attendant. Even there he had troubles. And then from the time he was put in charge of his household, the Lord blessed the household. Wherever Joseph was, he blessed that place. He blessed that house. And then eventually he was put into prison and then again promoted to being the chief prince of Egypt, being an Israelite. So that is how God performs in our lives. Now the next point that we should be thankful about is the period that we are in. This is the grace period, right? People in the Old Testament never had the privilege of Jesus Christ coming into the world, dying for their sins. And for us getting an access to the Father, right? In the Old Testament, it was do it or don't. It was not easy to live in the Old Testament, because these days we have the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter in our lives, speaking to us, comforting us in each and every way. And that's one thing that we should be thankful about. Luke chapter 10, verse 23 to 24 says, then he turned to the disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. So people in the New Testament are really lucky to be alive in this world. Acts 2, verses 17 to 18 says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. So that is the promise of God that we have for us in this period. So let us be thankful to our God for this period. The last point that we need to be thankful about to our God is the promises of God that he's given us. Each Each time, every day, He gives us, blesses us the promises. We are blessed in our lives on earth, but we are not given, but when we are given the glorious hope of spending eternity with God in heaven. Now, the world is not our home as we all know it. Our citizenship is in heaven. So this world is just, even though it might seem quite a number of years for us, this world is just a runway for the plane to take off. So as the plane takes off, it takes maybe 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes. But for that, for us in our lives in this world, our lives are a runway until we go to the eternity. Psalm 73 verse 24 says, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into your glory." So that's the hope that we should have in our lives. Psalm 73 verse 23 says, "Yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand." So many saints in this world have enjoyed the Heavenly Father's touch, the Heavenly Father's blessings in our lives, and have experienced the loving Lord and how He takes care of His children every moment in their lives. Even King David, who had always experienced the comforting presence of the omnipresent and omnipotent God, fell in the trap of loving God. So even after our blessings, even after God performs so much of good things in our lives, we at times tend to forget all that. We at times tend to doubt the presence of God. Even in our good times, we should be thankful to Him. We should pray. And with the same zeal, we should pray even in our bad times. Most of the people, including me, I kneel, or I have an eagerness to kneel more in the presence of God when there's something troubling me. Otherwise, I'm reluctant. I don't kneel, or I don't have that eagerness to pray more. So that should not be our case, no matter what the situation is. Every day, we should have the same eagerness and the zeal that we have, or that we do when we are in bad situations. So if we have to give thanks to the Lord, we should have the willingness to spare and look back at the moments of our lives, because remembering the good things that the Lord has done in our lives, and remembering how He delivered us, is what the Lord wants. Let us all always be with a grateful heart. The heavenly blessings that we enjoy each day, let us remember that. Let us remember how he delivered us from dire situations, from dangerous situations. But as I said before, this is not the case with many people, and that's what breaks the heart of the Lord. Because they are confined to the small circle of their families, living their day-to-day lives, thinking about what should be there done tomorrow, what should I do to get a better life. And that's what we all think about. That should not be our situation. Let us kneel down and pray to God, even in our good days, and even when we are in emergency situations. May God bless us with these words.